All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. I was cruising the internet like I do almost each and every day, every weekend.
Yeah, man.
And I saw this article. It was interesting. Without dads, little girls grow up too fast. I'll repeat that. Without dads, little girls grow up too fast. It says here, strange males can speed up the path to maturity.
Oh, boy.
The large number of children growing up with stepfathers may be contributing to the worldwide trend towards girls reaching early puberty.
Oh, you mean biologically?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, Rick.
Wow.
According to research from a landmark American study on divorce and children, life in divorced or remarried families promotes early maturity and increases the likelihood of early pregnancy.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
Now, you've been around. You and Julie have been married forever.
Oh, yes. No, absolutely.
But you don't have any daughters, right?
No. Just Kevin, who is wonderful. And right. I've always said the perfect scenario is mom and dad and just one child. I mean, right. That's just a perfect scenario.
So. Now, have you ever, obviously you know people who are divorced.
Sure, yeah.
And do they have daughters? Have you noticed that trend that maybe they're growing up too quickly?
I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to watch for that trend in the future.
You are? Okay.
You know.
Well, some people come in to move in.
When they come in the morning, if they're going to do the radio show or they're just kind of coming in, or maybe, they've been invited in by someone else. I mean, yeah, God knows why they're there. I'm just going to say, did you have a father in the household, throughout the entirety of your youth? And that's the way I'm going to put it, so it's not awkward or anything.
Right.
Did you have a father in your household throughout the entirety of your youth?
That's a great way to put it.
It's Kiss FM. You're as cold as
ice. All right, it says here, listen to this. The figures are striking.
Whoa.
Yeah, look at this. Girls living with stepfamilies are almost twice as likely to reach early puberty as girls from non-divorced homes.
Wow.
While only 18% of the girls from intact homes started menstruating by 11.
Tim.
What? You can't say that?
No, you're fine.
No. It's a medical term, right?
Yeah. You're fine. You caught this on the internet?
Yeah. Only 18% of girls from intact homes started menstruating by age 11 or younger.
Wow.
This applied to 25% of the girls from divorced homes and 35% in stepfamilies.
Oh, sure. So the numbers.
So the new dad
gets
that little girl maturing quickly.
Well, it's not his fault, obviously.
It's not his fault, but it's,
Yeah, but
I don't know whose fault it is, but that's just the study.
Now, I wonder, the study indicate, forgive me for if I didn't follow, what if there's no dad? I mean, there's a new dad, but what if there's no dad?
No dad, it speeds up a little, but new dad, it goes into fifth gear.
Oh.
And explodes.
Odd, because you might even think no dad, it would be faster than new dad, right?
Yeah, but it's not.
It's interesting.
Creepy dad hits the accelerator.
Look out.
Yeah.
Right. So, moral.
Creepy dad, you go into, into warp speed.
Moral of the story. No dad, better than creepy dad. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
I'm with you on that.
But it says in this study that a lot of the girls who came from families with no pop or, no father figure around on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Got into drugs earlier.
Mm, yeah.
Got into the stripping game, the porno game.
Ah.
I mean, they really moved up quickly.
Well, you notice Hey, you're nobody's fool, Tim.
Thank you.
When these girls come in here and they're, from the one of the various gentlemen's clubs or...
You notice I always ask about their parents?
I do. And this is why I say you're no one's fool.
Thank you.
Because you ask and almost to the person, there's a fractured relationship between dancer, stripper, porn star, and father.
Right.
Or mother, but usually father.
Usually dad.
Usually dad, but almost 100% of the time, there's a fractured relationship there somewhere, and it's usually with the father.
Yeah.
Yeah. I notice you ask those questions, and I've learned a lot here, sitting here with you.
Thank you very much. All right, if dad split early, how did that affect your life? I know in the situation of family members that I know that happened to, mm-hmm. this study is almost could be written by them. I know friends, and I know a few family members, extended family members, you know, uncles and stuff like that.
Everybody knows subbulletable.
Yeah, but everybody whose father pulled out early, these girls were like, you know, in a minute they turned 16.
You know what? And even if it's not in your family, think of your block where you grew up. See, I could say a name right now. I won't say it. But I could just say a name right now out loud of the girl on our block where we grew up, where there was a divorce or whatever. The father left and she was, you know, everybody, you know, early on, you wanted to experiment, you know.
Right.
She was, you know.
She was the girl to go to.
Right. And looking.
And dad wasn't around.
Of course. He had left. There was a divorce or some sort of separation. Looking back, of course, I feel terribly, you know, for that girl. I feel bad. She had brothers, too. You know, I feel badly for all, you know, for the whole family, obviously, as an adult looking back on it. As a child, she was just the girl on the block who was the most sexual. She was just that girl.
Right.
You know, that was who she was.
All right. If dad split early, did it speed up your childhood? Here are the phone numbers of what happened to you. 520-9710. Let's take calls from chicks who dad left early. Dad said, F it, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
you clowns are on your own. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. A brand new study out that said strange males can speed up the path to maturity. The large numbers of children growing up with stepfathers may be contributing to the worldwide trend towards girls reaching early puberty.
Whoa.
And then all of a sudden you're the mature at age 14, and they can't do anything that real mature girls can do. They can't drive, they can't smoke, they can't drink, and it drives them crazy.
Right.
Because they think they're already, you know, they're 14 going on 25.
Right, exactly.
And that's where the battles come in.
That's right.
Goddamn battles at home.
You are correct about that, Tim.
All right. If Pops left early, how'd that affect you?
Oh, by the way, I wanted you to know, Randy Wang, he brought in his Best of the Gay 90s CD.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so.
I like that guy. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1. Hillary's flaming out. FM Talk Station. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Hey, what happened to you when Dad split early? A study says here that strange males can speed up the path to maturity. According to research, life in divorced or remarried families promotes early maturity and increases the likelihood of early pregnancy. Oh, babo, these poor women.
I do remember in that house I was telling you about growing up where there was, you know, where the father left.
Yeah.
The mom did bring in, like, some dude who, like, claimed to have played, you know, for the NFL. And she brought in a creepy guy. There was a creepy guy
around.
Yeah,
creepy guys are not good for kids.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah.
Let's talk to a Sarah in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
All right. That went well.
You know, I have a comment to make. Never has a call been broadcast. Never has a greeting been heard that inherently had so much potential than what the audience just witnessed. I mean, there was a real greeting there between Tim and the caller.
Thank you very much.
That got off to a great start, a rip-roaring start.
Do you want to hear how great a start that was?
I'd like to hear it again. Yeah.
All right.
Growing up where there was, you know, where the father left.
Yeah.
The mom did bring in, like, some dude who, like, claimed to have played, you know, for the NFL. And she brought in a creepy guy. There was a creepy guy
around. Creepy guys are not good for kids.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. Let's talk to a Sarah in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
All right. There she goes. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It was her turn.
You will agree, looking in the rearview mirror, Tim, That showed a lot of promise, that call. Right?
All right. Bobby in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right. What's up with you?
Well, you know, Dad left at an early age, and I became a male prostitute.
Oh, Bobbo.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Are your clients men or women?
Women, of course. I'm not gay. Not that I have anything against gays.
Well,
but
I'm just saying that I think gay male prostitutes are probably more common than heterosexual male prostitutes.
I would agree with you, Tim, knowing nothing about the industry, either end of the industry.
How's business?
Yeah.
It was great. I don't do it anymore. I'm retired. You can get out early and make a lot of money and retire early.
How much money could you make?
On a night or per week? Or
right.
Well, nightly, $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, but mostly what? Fat. Really fat chicks or really old, rich women? Or
what's... No, very, very hot Beverly Hills housewives.
That's not true.
Needed something extra.
No, I don't believe that.
Yes. Yes.
And were you like a hot dude, or were you just like a schlump?
Celebrity wives that needed something extra.
Right. And what were you like? I mean, were you like a good-looking dude or just a guy
Joe
next
average.
Door?
Joe average, but, you know, I work out and I'm fit and, you know.
How did you get your clients?
Door, through kind of like a Heidi Fleiss type person.
Like Tommy Fleiss?
Yeah, like Tommy Hilfiger Fleiss or something.
You were going to say a moment ago, we didn't hear quite what you said. You were going to say when they opened the door, you were going to say something about them opening the door.
They were always pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know? Yeah, right. They wanted something. They wanted reality.
All right, buddy. All right, well, we appreciate the call. Hey, a long time to get to that joke.
By the way, can I ask you a question, Tim?
Yes, sir.
That man sounded like an adult, right? Like someone who... Why the Bobby? I mean, don't you become Bob at some point?
No, I mean, you have Bobby Knight. He's a basketball
coach.
That's
true. That's
Isn't
true.
Isn't there an actor, Bobby? Bobby Slayton's a comedian.
Oh, I guess that's true. There are some examples where you can keep the...
Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Orr.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's a normal guy, and he goes by Bobby.
Hmm. Bobby Wong?
Yeah.
Bobby Wong?
Yeah, that's his name.
He really goes by Bobby?
Yeah, he's gone by Bobby forever.
Bobby Wong, man.
And he's the most normal guy you ever meet.
Right? I have friends that go, you know, Billy Martin went with Billy until he died.
Right. No, I mean, there's no need to jump on me, fellas. I'm just...
Robbie?
Right. I'm just wondering, you know, if you're an adult, I mean, you know...
I'm with you, by the way. I rarely, you know,
yeah.
Go with, hey, it's, Sears, yeah, it's Timmy Conway calling.
Right.
I want to talk to you about my credit card.
However, when you were a child, I bet a lot of people called you Timmy.
My mom's the only one that
okay.
did.
Okay. See, I was just saying...
And my grandmother.
Yeah. I was just speculating that at some point, Bobby's become Bob, Billy's become Bill... it's certainly not a...
Bobby Shatner? Isn't he an actor? Big Bobby Shatner?
William Shatner.
No. Billy Shatner.
Right, but he's not Billy. Maybe when he was a kid, I bet they called him Billy. I bet they did. But obviously, this is an adult. We know him as William...
Bobby McFarlane?
William Shatner.
Or Robbie McFarlane. Bobby McFarlane? I think it's Bobby, right? You don't know?
What?
Bobby McFarlane? Isn't he a singer? Yeah.
Bobby McFerrin?
McFerrin?
Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yeah, that's who he is. Bobby McFerrin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby, man. Wow. All right, Jeffrey.
I'll take obscure references for $400.
All right, Jeffrey.
Answer, this man hit the top of the charts in the 1980s with Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I can't believe you have that.
Who is Tim, yes. Who is Bobby McFerrin, man?
Yeah. Jeffrey in Upland, you're on 97.1.
What's up?
Hey, dude.
So when I was 6 and my sister was 8, our dad jetted, and by 10 years old, she was banging.
Oh no! The man is using foul
with the language.
But he sounded to have like some sort of problem.
Yeah, maybe when dad leaves early, your language gets crazy. Well,
again, see Tim, this is what happens when there's the loss of a parental figure. All sorts of things go wrong. You call radio stations and use the F word. Your sister gets pregnant at 11. I mean, there's all sorts of things going on when one parental unit leaves.
Right.
All
right.
That's just the way it is.
Josie and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hey, studs, how's it going?
All right.
Good. This topic hits at home with me personally. Actually, one of my friends brought it up, and he said my last four girlfriends have all been women from broken homes. Very independent, something that I'm very attracted to.
Right. But, you know, the nice thing about not having the father around is, like, if you're dating a chick, you don't have to go to her house and dad sizes you up and, you know, you get all crazy with dad.
Well, I mean, for the young man who's dating that girl, it's a free-for-all because there's no protector. There's no...
That's exactly right. That's why you got to be there forever with these kids.
Absolutely. The last one actually was she had a stepdad who was indifferent about the whole situation.
Man, he didn't get along with you?
No, he did. He could care less who walked through that door, you know, because...
Oh, I see, right. Yeah, because it's not his kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But very, very independent girls, very goal-oriented, but, as you say, very sexual and very sensual with all their actions. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, yeah.
All right. Seems like you're very... You're a big stud.
Yeah, he
did. We're going to give you. We're going to give him something.
Yeah.
Hey, what's his name? Josie?
Josie. He's got a woman's name.
All right, Josie. We're going to give you In the Shadow of the Moon on DVD from Think Film. Ron Howard presents a documentary about America's voyages to the moon and the 12 men who walked on the surface. There you go. You can look at the moon stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, let's talk to a Claude in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Are you big studs?
Thank you, sir.
So, let's play the fjord.
Let's play the feud. Thanks, Claude.
Oh, you want to play the feud?
Yeah.
All right, get out of here.
Play the feud.
All right, Sarah's back from Riverside. Oh. Sarah, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello? How are you guys doing?
She goes.
She cannot get a going.
She keeps torturing us.
She cannot get a conversation going with this side of the phone. You know, it's like an old-fashioned phone. I can't get a connection with their end.
Operator, please.
With their end. I'm having trouble making contact with that end of the phone.
All right. I'm going to go take a bath.
Oh, I have to urinate.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.